Good morning, everybody. We have two parshiot this week. Acharei Mot Kedoshim. And one of the interesting points of the parsha is the basic of the whole Torah. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. This is in our parsha. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is in Perek Yutet. Pasuk, 1 minute, Perek Yutet. Vayikra. Vayikra. Perek Yutet. Yutet. Is in Parashat Kedoshim. Zayin Yudchet. Okay, and of course we cannot acknowledge a pasuk like this because we're talking about the basic. Rabbi Akiva said, "Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah." In a very simple way, after the discussion, that's the basic of the whole Torah. How can this be the basic of the whole Torah? Because first of all, we have a problem here. What is the problem? The problem is, "Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha" is mitzvot shebin adam lechaveru. It's mitzvot for between us, not between us and God. What's the connection between v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha to the mitzvot to God? So how can you say it's the whole Torah? You can say it's the half the Torah. Because we have on Aseret HaDibrot, half is mitzvot shebin adam lechavero, and half is mitzvot shebin adam lamakom. Okay. The real truth is, the Rambam says in Ilchot Shuvah, that everybody should look at himself as he is half guilty and half innocent. And the same way is the whole world, half innocent, half guilty. In other words, any action I'm doing now is going to influence not only me, but the whole world. In other words, if I'm doing a mitzvah now, the whole world is going to be tzaddikim, everybody's going to be tzaddikim. The whole world is going to be tzaddikim. If I'm going to do an avera, the whole world is guilty. Innocent, guilty, depends on what? On me. On each one of us. Now, 1 minute, what does it mean? It means very simply, if I love my fellow man, I should be very careful not to destroy the world. In other words, all the mitzvahs, it doesn't matter if they're ben adam lechavero or the ben adam lamakom, are really at the end of the day, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. There is another explanation that says, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. Because there is a continuance to the pasuk. It says, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha mitzvot sheben adam lechavero. Ani Hashem, mitzvot sheben adam lamakom. In other words, I am God, those are the mitzvahs between us and God. But I like this explanation. Because that's the basic, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. And it comes to the point that it comes from Hillel HaZaken, the rabbi of Rabbi Akiva. Says, Ma shesanui alecha, al ta'aseh lechavrecha. What you hate, don't do it to your friends. This is an amazing thing to understand and realize. And we're reading this, and next week we will have Sfirat HaOmer itself. While we are in a period of time where the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died in a plague. Why did they die? Lo na'agu kavod ze bazeh. They didn't honor each other. Really? Who will you talk about here? Talking about Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And if you look at the names, they were tzaddikim, great tzaddikim. So how is it possible? But you see, if you have a rabbi, and this is your Rebbe, and you should follow what he says. Follow his footsteps. That's why you have a Rebbe. Now you can choose a Rebbe. You choose. Asar lecha rav. Now, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they should follow the footsteps of Rabbi Akiva. Now, what did Rabbi Akiva say? He says, "Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. Et Hashem Elokecha tira, ve'oto ta'avod." Et is something that adds another thing. That's what there was a rabbi who learned and tried to explain every et and rak in the Torah. Rak is a mi'ut, et is a ribui. In other words, you have to add something else. When he come to et Hashem Elokecha tira, he says, 1 minute. So I think Yehudah Amsonig, they call him, or whatever. He says, how can I add something on God? God, et Hashem Elokecha tira, you should fear God. Et, who can I put near God? And he stopped, and he took all the learning that he learned. And you have to understand, we're talking here about somebody who, this was the work of his life. To find all the etim in the Torah and explain them. And when he got to this et and he understood that he cannot explain about it anything, he just took all the work he did and threw it in the garbage. Unbelievable. And then comes Rabbi Akiva, and he says that Hashem Elokecha tira lerabot talmidei chachamim. You should honor and fear a Talmid Chacham the same way as you fear and honor God. If Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say it, nobody could say it. This is unbelievable. You see, the idea is that we look at things on the surface. We don't understand really what it's all about. When you look in the Kabbalah, you understand that Shekhinah, Elohim, Hashem, they all have deep meanings. Because God is not something that you can describe. In other words, everything is levels that we elevate ourselves to get to. Because our thing is to connect ourselves in the best way to God. And the best way to connect to God is to understand what God wants, what God loves, because God is our Father. He loves us. And everything He does is from His love to us. In other words, whatever if I love my Father, I do only what I have to do?
No.
I do much more. So He says, God created the world on the Torah. And those who learn the Torah are at the highest level that can be. Now, we're talking how that His Talmidim have to live according to this level. Who can live to this level? To honor your friend Talmid Chacham the same way you honor and fear God? And let's go a little deeper to this point. What is Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha? You should love your fellow man like you love yourself. Can we?
No.
It's very difficult. Let's say it's very difficult. Don't say it's impossible. Let's say it's difficult. Very difficult. Okay.
You love your parents that way?
I think parents love their children more. More. More than they love themselves. It's a very interesting point. But it's a whole different discussion. But it's a very important issue. You have to understand what we're talking about. Now, at the level of Rabbi Akiva, what does it mean? We know for sure the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva were honoring each other in the best way there is. So, where is the problem? The problem is, let's imagine to yourself, we are sitting and learning, and one of us is bringing a brilliant idea from the learning. And we're all happy about it. Wow, what a beautiful idea. But inside we think to ourselves, why didn't I got this brilliant idea?
And that's being jealous.
And that level is the level that Rabbi Akiva students didn't honor each other. In other words, they were happy about the Torah. They were happy with each other. But when one of the friends said the Chiddush, they were happy about it, but inside they had this little thing, why didn't I did this Chiddush? And what did Rabbi Akiva say? Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. You should love your fellow man like you love yourself. In other words, if my friend has got this brilliant idea, what should I feel? That who had this brilliant idea?
Happy.
I had this brilliant idea. Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. In other words, I have to be happy the same way as I got up with this brilliant idea. Now, to that level, very difficult. So why? So God kills the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva because of this? He says yes. Because you see, this world is only a passageway, but the idea is we have to learn from it. Now, at the level of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the higher you are required to also be in a different level, morally and in all levels. For example, if I'm going to ask a baby about physics, this is stupid. He cannot answer. Now, when I have this brilliant physician, this professor, what am I going to ask him? Of course I'm going to ask him much harder question than to ask a three-year-old or a four-year-old or a student, because this is a professor. And the same way is in the spiritual world. When God is asking you to do a mitzvah in a certain way, it depends on your level. And the higher you are, you're required to do it on a higher level. There was a rabbi in the Gemara that used to bring a sacrifice every day on the day before. Why? He says, today I know God better. And because I know God better today, I understand that yesterday I didn't worship him in the right way. So I brought a sacrifice for this. Okay. So now we understand and realize, first of all, how basic it is, ve'ahavta le'racha kamocha. Everything is built on it. And we also understand the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, what level was required from them. Now, talking about this, what does it tell us? It happening when? On Sefirat HaOmer. What is Sefirat HaOmer? Is it good or bad? Is it a happy time or a sad time? It's a happy time. So why, in this happy time, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva die, and we mourn on it? And why do we mourn on it? What, they're the only Talmidei Chachamim that died through history? If we want to mourn, we can mourn every day. Every day somebody died. Everybody, a tzaddik died. Every day in the year, we can find no problem. You say the Hasidim, they don't say Tachnun the whole year. Why? Every time they find the tzaddik, they died the same day. And because he died the same day, it's a ilula. Like you have the ilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The day he died is like a party, because he went up to God. So, for this reason, they don't have to say Tachanun. No, there are those that say Tachanun once a year. Yom Ha'atzmaut. But we're not going to talk about them. Because don't believe in the country. But I'm not talking about those. We're talking about those who do believe, and and we all believe in Eretz Israel, in the Medinat Israel. We are going to celebrate in 2 days Yom Ha'atzmaut. Before this, we have the Yom HaZikaron. And exactly here we see also the combination of from one side mourning and from the other side celebration. Because you see, in our tradition it's connected. Both things are connected. But there is a big lesson for us. And what is the lesson? What is Sefirat HaOmer? Sefirat HaOmer is building ourselves and elevating ourselves to receive the Torah. So we have to work on ourselves. The problem is that Chazal, our sages, require us to do it by ourselves, to build ourselves. Each one of us should build himself. Now, when you build yourself, there can be a problem on the way, that you forget that you are part of the klal, that you are part of a community, that you are part of Am Yisrael. And this is why the Talmidim from Rabbi Akiva are there to remind you. Lo na'agu kavod ze bazeh. They didn't act in a right way to their friends while they were learning Torah. And you, when you build yourself to receive the Torah, don't forget this for a minute. You're building yourself as a part of Am Yisrael, not as an individual that's got nothing to do with others. Chas v'shalom. Kedoshim tiyu, asked the parasha. You should be holy. What is to be holy? You know, unfortunately, sometimes acharei mot, go back to the parasha before, acharei mot, vayidaber Hashem Moshe acharei mot shnei bnei Aaron bekorvotam lifnei Hashem veyamutu. They got closer to God and they died. when we learned about why they died, was written something else. They brought a fire that were not supposed to bring. Now, why the Torah now is changing it, because of them, that they were close to God, closer to God? There are a lot of explanations. We are going to deal with one. Sometimes people think if they are big scholars and they wear a big hat and have a long beard, this gives them the privilege to be above us. This is Bekorvotam lifnei Hashem vayamutu. You can get close to God, but you have to be careful when you do this. That's the idea of Sfirat HaOmer. We get close to God, but you have to understand, even if you are a genius, a tzaddik, and you think that you are better than others, you are no better than others. God gave you what you've got. It's all from God. And you must not forget this. And the lesson from the dying of the sons of Aaron is that they were the highest level in the nation. And God showed us, even at that level, you have to be careful. Because there are certain things you don't do. Because you are not God. And even if you get closer to God, you still have to keep distance. And one of the things is to understand, who am I at the end of the day? I am a creature that God created and gave me a mission. And with this mission, He gave me talent and He gave me powers. They are not mine. They were given to me from God. And I always tell this story. I told you, I think, also a few times. There was this famous doctor in Petah Tikva. I think called Dr. Fogel, whatever. He was very famous. I think in psychology, I think, or something. And one day when I came to visit one of the members of our family that were in an old age home, I saw him sitting in a corner. I didn't recognize him in the beginning, but he looked familiar, so I asked. He says, oh, this is the famous... And he was sitting on a wheelchair, staring the air. And I thought to myself, Ribbono shel Olam, this is unbelievable. Look, 2 minutes ago, he was this unbelievable doctor. God just took it out of him, and what is he? Nothing. When you see this picture, you put it in your mind and you understand. I have to use the talent that God gave me and not forget all the way. Not forget that God gave it to me. It's not me. It's what God gave me. In other words, you have to behave like you behaved before. You had the knowledge before you become great. They say on David HaMelech that he had a room which his stick that he used to have when he was a shepherd and his guitar or the flute or whatever it was. And every time he went to this room to remind himself where he came from. In order not to... This is David HaMelech! But that's a lesson for all of us. Be humble. And being humble doesn't mean that you don't act according to your talent. That's being not humble, but stupid. And this is the big lesson. We build ourselves now. And remember, Kdoshim to you, God wants us to sanctify ourselves. But remember, those two sons of Aaron died when they got too close. What does it mean, too close? They thought that they can do more. They thought that they are beyond, that they are more than everybody else.
Above
everybody. No.
You also see that in the righteous Hashem. To the angels, and you should create man. And in chemistry, at Technion, Tapem said to us, in the industry, often the laboratory assistants know more than the chemists. With a doctor with them, when that's the case, you better shut up and let them do.
The same happens in a hospital, when the nurse knows sometimes more than the doctor, because the doctor is like, he got his degree 2 years ago, and this nurse is there for 20 years. She saw so many things and heard so many things. She's sometimes better than a doctor, but that's exactly the idea. The idea is to remember that who gave it everything to us. And to look at things, you know, they say this Hasidic story about this guy. He was a doctor, a very good doctor, and he did a lot of good things. But he liked to talk about the good things he's doing. And sure. one day he met this great rabbi. And they were talking, and he was bragging and telling him, you know, when I get patients and they haven't got the money to pay for the treatment, I treat them free, with no money. And the rabbi says, so do I. You will think, well, what is this rabbi talking about? Says, okay, maybe he thinks that people that come for treatment to him, like to consult with him and ask him for spiritual help, he looks at it as a treatment, and he does it for free. So he says, you know, rabbi, also, if they haven't got where to sleep, I book a hotel for them so they can sleep on my account. He says, so do I. This rabbi is... But you know, maybe when somebody comes from far away to consult with him or to ask for an answer, he lets him sleep in his home for free. Okay. And then he tells him, you know, rabbi, sometimes they haven't got the money and for the medicine, I give them the medicine for free. Says the rabbi.
So do I.
Now he can't, what? The rabbi is giving medicine. What's going on here? He says, rabbi, I have to ask you a question. I don't know. You know, you told me that you treat people for free. You tell me that you give them accommodation for free. Now you're also giving medicine for free. I don't understand. Are you a doctor? He says, no. I also do what you do. I talk only about the good things. And that's a big lesson. It's very easy to talk about the good things we do. And it's good. It's good that we do good things. But what are you going to do with it? That's the point is, do more. Elevate yourself. We went out now from Pesach. And the idea now is, we got the light of Pesach. Now we should start working on ourselves and building ourselves and elevate ourselves. You know, it's restarting. But the restarting here is not from the beginning. If you start from the beginning every year, what do we do? We will never get to a higher level. The idea is to start. It's like you have the kid. First he's going in kindergarten. It's a new beginning. Then he goes to school, new beginning. Then he goes to high school, a new beginning. Then he goes to university, a new beginning. Goes to yeshiva, a new beginning. Get married, a new beginning. Everything is a new beginning. But that's the idea. We should now take the light of Pesach and elevate ourselves to the next level. And while we do that, never forget the basic of things. Is ve'ahavta l'racha kamucha. And let's see, for 2 minutes, what is the Torah telling us about v'ahavta l'racha kamocha? So first of all, the Torah is starting with a few psukim that are really telling us the whole story behind it. I won't read everything. Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Ocheach tochiach et amitecha. You should rebuke him. Velo tisa alav chet. And you should not bear his sin. Lo tikom velo titor. You should not revenge and have a bad feeling about something that he did to you. Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha. Is there a connection between all those things? The Or HaChaim explains a beautiful explanation. He says, Lo tisna achicha bilvavecha. What does it mean? Sometimes we see our friend doing something and we don't know why or what, and we get to conclusions. For example, we see this Talmid Chacham driving on Shabbos. Well, he's driving on Shabbos? Oh, what a sin. But the real truth is that it was an emergency and he was on his way to save life or whatever. There are a lot of things that we don't see. And we are, you know, we already, somebody didn't invite us to a wedding. I'm not going to invite him to anything. I'm going to, but we are, and the real truth is, he forgot. How can he forget me? You know, when in one of my weddings, I married my son, one of my, and I invited all the friends, and you have a table plan. And one of my very good friends come to me, you know, I don't find my name on the table plan. Says, cannot be. So wait a minute, I'm going to look, and I find out. I realize I forgot to put him on a table. And that's a very good friend. Now, I quickly went to the organizer, tell him, you put him here and there, find him there. And then I put the note there and says, hey, I found it. I didn't see it. Said, here it is. Okay, Baruch Hashem. But I think to myself, let's imagine to ourselves that he would behave differently. Let's say, for example, let's say I'm coming to a wedding and I found out that my name is not there. What am I going to do? Bye-bye. Going home. And never talk to this guy again. He invites me to a wedding and doesn't give me a place to sit. A chutzpah. Wants to insult me. And you know, on this thing, a similar thing, Churban HaBayit happened. That's a famous story with Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. In a different version. But it happens, it happens. So I forgot him. I didn't. Chas v'sholem is one of my best friends. So he was clever enough to come to me and tell me, look, you know, I don't find my name. He said, no, I'm going to check. And things like this happen every day. The problem is, what do we do? Come to quick conclusions, and that's it, finished. Says the Torah, Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. So, no, okay, so I'm here, I'm hating him because, and what's so wrong? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just in my heart, I hate him. No, you shouldn't. So what should you do? Ocheach tochiach et amitecha. What does it mean, ocheach tochiach et amitecha? Rebuke him? What does it mean? It says, for example, rebuke is a lot of things. And for example, he didn't invite you for a wedding. So you come to him, hey, Rabbi Yossi, I heard you had a wedding and this. He says, oh, I forgot to invite you. Oy, good, you're reminding me I'm going to invite you. Now, if you keep it in your heart, and he forgot, and there are a lot, you know, when you have a wedding and functions, and, you know, a lot of things are going on, and sometimes you forget. What can you do? You are a human being. And if he wouldn't remind you or talk with you, you would forget, and it will end very nastily. But this way, you reminded him, you talked, you communicate. And that's like an example. In everything in life, the same thing you do. Something doesn't look right. What should you do? Talk with him. Talk about it. And suddenly you find out, either it's not what you thought, or sometimes even maybe it is what you thought, but he's going, you know what, I was wrong. I'm going to fix it. I'm going... Both ways, you're doing an unbelievable thing. And then, you don't hate your brother in your heart. Because you helped him, he helped you, and you come, ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha. Lo tikom ve'lo yudah, there is no reason to have anything against him, because you find out it's nothing there. And this way, those psukim are connected. There are a lot of other learning from this. You know, to understand and realize how we look at things. That you should always look at things in a good way. And you will find out, people are not so bad as it looks. Of course, there are also those who are not so good. But we will try to get away from them. And we will try... No, I see in the business you see a lot of things. You, like for example, last week when I've been in Crete for Pesach, you know, you see all those families, and you see the kids how they behave, and the Gemara says, "Shuta de yanuka beshuka de avua udeime." The talk of a kid in the market comes from his father or his mother. In other words, our face is our kids. And when I was talking about leprosy, I told them, what is the leprosy today? When your kids behave wrong, they are their leprosy. They are showing what's inside your house. They are showing outside what's wrong. What's the leprosy? It's the hair that grows from inside, outside. In other words, something happens to the hair to show everybody that something is wrong. Where? Inside. And this is the kids. And no, I saw some of the kids behave unbelievably. And some of the kids... And you know, they were good families. Unbelievable. The best families there are. And you're amazed. But they are, and what is the big lesson? Educate your kids in the right way. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's not easy. We all know it. But at the end of the day, they are your face. So this is maybe something that can also give you the power to... try and see what is something, because not all kids are the same. Look what is their problem. What is their way? As we say, Sfirat HaOmer is an individual counting from one side, from the other side together with Am Yisrael. But in order to find the individual way to educate each one of our kids. And by the way, education doesn't end. Doesn't end. Even if your kids are 50 and 60 and 70, they doesn't end.
It does.
The job of a parent is to educate the kids to the end of days. Because it's not written in the Torah that you should educate your kid to a certain age and then, okay, I don't have to do anymore. We remember Yaakov. Because Yaakov leshev b'shalva, kafatz alav rugo shel Yosef. Yaakov wanted to sit down. Okay, I finished my job. And then happened the story with Joseph. So, in between the things we talked about, the basic thing is, in order to love each other, one of the things is, don't keep things inside. And always try and think positive on your friend. Remember that God requires us to be holy. But when He requires us to be holy, one of the basic things is that when we build ourselves in order to get closer to God, do remember that you're not alone. There are also others around you. And you build yourself together with them. Each one of us, which is in his own way. And remember that who gave it to you. Not like the sons of Aaron, they thought that they are above others. We are not above nobody. We are a part of a thing that called Am Yisrael. And when we will remember in Yom HaZikaron, or Yom HaShoah that was last week, all those who died, so we can sit here and learn Torah. This is our privilege and also our duty. And our duty is to remember it and to work accordingly and to show the face of our parents and great-great-parents, show the face in the best way we can. And this way to educate our kids. And when we celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, to understand this unbelievable miracle that is called Medinat Israel. This is a miracle. With all those enemies around us, surrounding us, wanting to kill us, the whole world looks like he's against us. But God promised. Here in our parasha is also written another thing, 2 minutes more, about God is telling us, I took you out of Egypt and I'm giving you to Eretz Knaan. Don't you remember Egypt with all the tumah, all the impurity and all the bad behavior? The land where I'm sending you is also with people that don't behave in a proper way. I'm asking you, don't behave like them. Now what does it mean? If we already came from a tumah, we're going to a double tumah, because other words, God didn't have to warn us. He says, if it's the same thing we dealt in Egypt, so we deal with it again. No, he says, you have to deal with something new, it's even worse. Now why? What's the point? Why does God, wherever we go, puts us in this fight? Because you have to understand and realize two things. First of all, it's a fair fight. And the holier you get, so you have also the impurity gets also higher. Because the fight is always there. Because that's the reason we're here. We're here to fight. Adam le'amal yulad. But there is also another lesson about Eretz Yisrael, to understand and realize our privilege. There was this guy. He wanted to marry his daughter. He was a very rich guy. So he looked for a very good shidduch. And he looked for somebody who learns Torah, like a good shidduch, a good guy, learns Torah. And he found, he had a lot of money. Everybody wanted to get married to his daughter. But this guy, right after the marriage, not learning Torah, not learning anything, going to nightclubs and drinking, and is shouting at the wife and hitting her. Wow, it's unbelievable. Eventually, he didn't have no option. He says, do me a favor. Give my daughter a divorce. I don't want you. He paid him off. Go away. Now he's looking for a new chatan. But, the girl is divorced. It's not so easy to find now. He cannot find the best. So he found a good guy. He's not very brilliant, but he's not a villain like the first one. And they got married. A year after, the guy comes to him. He says, I want a divorce. He says, what do you want a divorce? What happened? He says, I don't know. Wherever I go, she's asking, where are you going? I came late 5 minutes. Where have you been 5 minutes now? And everything I do, she's spying on me. I cannot live like this. He says, you are so stupid. Why do you think I took you as my khatan. Why do you think? Because you are brilliant? You are unbelievable? No. Because you didn't do the wrong thing that the other did. And because of this, my daughter is worried about you. And if she would not be divorced, if it was, let's say, the first marriage, she wouldn't even look at you. You are not at her level. God is telling us, you know what I put the Canaanite here? With all the impurity and all the sins they're doing? Because Eretz Yisrael is a holy land. And if it was holy and nobody else would sit about her and you would come here, the land would not accept you. But because of this, I put, first of all those villains on the country, on the land. Now, when Eretz Yisrael gets you, she's very satisfied because you are not like them. But don't think that you are tzaddikim. You are far from being tzaddikim. The only reason that Eretz Yisrael accepted us is because those who lived before us here. So keep this in mind and realize, understand, we are not tzaddikim, but we are not like them. And the idea is that Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael and Torah Yisrael are a combination that has to be connected. We cannot live in Eretz Yisrael without the Torah. From the other side, Eretz Yisrael is very tolerant to us with all the sins we do here. And I'm talking generally speaking, of course, not about us here. We are not the best tzaddikim, but God, in His mercy, He's letting us to live here and gives us all the good things. So if our enemies think that if here we are not sitting and learning the whole day that they can do something to us, they are wrong. Baruch Hashem, there are so much learning going on in Eretz Israel, in Dinat Israel today. There are also other things. But as we said, God is with us. And God brought us here. And God, in 70 years, we did here that no other nation did in history. We are the most advanced state in all of the world. If you go around the world and you see how they live and how people live here, unbelievable. And if you're religious, if you want kosher, if you need a good restaurant, if you want to buy something special in a supermarket, if you need a shul, if you want to learn Torah, everything is everywhere. So Be'ezrat Hashem, now that we're going to celebrate 70 years for this country, don't forget that this country is more than 3,000 years. And anybody else is telling you 70 years, tell him you're wrong. 70 years we came back here and built a state, but we are a state 3,000 years ago here in Eretz Israel. Be'ezrat Hashem should be here to be at a goel b'mehra bi'yameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.